Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 767 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Yesterday, Ukraine marked the second anniversary of the liberation of the Kyiv region from the Russian invaders. After the Russians left, civilians killed by them were discovered. The whole world saw pictures of a street in Bucha where dozens of civilians were executed with their hands tied. Currently, the memorial dedicated to the victims contains 509 names, but some of the killed are still not identified. Overall, 1,400 victims are known, including 37 children. In his address on the occasion, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that 2 years ago the whole world saw the true meaning of the battle here in Ukraine. Quote, "They saw what kind of battle it was, that Ukraine is defending not only its state border and sovereignty. For us, this is a war to defend Ukraine and everything that makes people human. That is why this war is of global significance. This is a war for the right to exist for our state and at the same time for the right to life for every person. It is a war for dignity for our people and for every nation that seeks its own destiny. This is a war so that no one dares to become a beast towards others," unquote. Zelensky said that to unleash such aggressions against others, Russia first destroyed its own morality and made violence and hatred its ideology. Quote, "Such systems don't just stop, force stops them. Unity stops them, determination and understanding what exactly they want to destroy stops them," unquote, said the head of state. In his traditional Easter message, Pope Francis called for an all-for-all prisoner exchange between Ukraine and Russia, reports Vatican News. The pontiff mentioned wars in various parts of the world. The call for an exchange of prisoners was welcomed with loud applause from the crowds in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican. Pope Francis began by expressing his concern for the victims of the world's numerous conflicts, beginning with those in Israel, Palestine, and Ukraine. Quote, "In calling for respect for the principles of international law, I express my hope for a general exchange of all prisoners between Russia and Ukraine. All for the sake of all," unquote. On several occasions, Pope's statements had caused some controversy in Ukraine, especially the latest, where he called on Ukraine to have courage to raise the white flag. Ukraine's Orthodox Christians will celebrate Easter on 5th of May. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. France intends to supply Ukraine with hundreds of old but still functional VAB armored vehicles, as well as missiles for Sump-T air defense systems, as part of a new assistance package, reports European Pravda. French Minister of Defense Sébastien Lecornu said such armored personnel carriers are required to keep Ukrainian troops mobile on a large front line. He stressed that this old equipment will be useful for Ukraine in large quantities, hundreds in 2024 and early 2025. The French army is replacing its more than 40-year-old VAB armored personnel carriers with new Griffon armored personnel carriers. In response to Ukraine's request for increased air defense, France will supply Aster 30 missiles for Sump-T anti-aircraft missile systems. In addition, Lecornu stated that France is also developing remotely operated munitions to supply them to Ukrainians as early as this summer. Earlier, France announced plans to provide Kyiv with 78 self-propelled Caesar howitzers and increase shell supplies to meet Ukraine's urgent ammunition needs. The US Institute for the Study of War believes that the Russian command may focus their forecasted late spring-summer 2024 offensive operation on western Donetsk Oblast in hopes of building upon Russian forces' steadily but marginal advances in the sector, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Ukrainian officials have recently warned that Russian forces are accumulating personnel along the Kharkiv-Lugansk axis, near Bakhmut-Avdiivka and in western Zaporizhia Oblast. But the Institute continues to assess that Russian forces will likely only be able to launch a large-scale offensive operation in one operational direction due to Russia's own manpower and planning limitations. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.